morning, truth. You know, I've been hearing a lot lately about family discord. The discord that comes from seeds that have been planted by Satan with a plan of destruction, a plan meant to halt productivity and purpose. I want y'all to understand this morning that Satan knows that there is power in unity. If we read the book of Genesis, you will notice that Satan didn't even show up until God gave Adam Eve. Why? Because when Eve showed up on the scene, Adam could now begin a family. Satan was well aware of Adam's connection to God, and now God had given him a wife capable of bearing children. And Satan said, no, I can't have this. So he went after Eve. And because Adam and Eve allowed themselves to be deceived by Satan, sin became a norm in their family, which ultimately caused one of their sons to kill the other son because of jealousy and pride. As I hear stories of discord sown in families today, the stories don't seem too far removed from what was happening in the days of Adam and Eve. See, the serpent came on the scene spewing lies that planted the seeds of deception. And what I'm hearing amongst some families right now is that a serpent, who we call gossip, has come and spewed words that have caused offenses, discord, and now blood relatives are not speaking to one another. Here's a piece of advice for anyone going through this. Unless you are a lover of confusion or you thrive on gossip, but if you're not, I want to offer you a little bit of advice. I don't care who they are. If they come to you gossiping about another person, bring them before the very person that they are gossiping about. That tends to bring gossiping to a screeching halt. That tends to stop gossipers from coming to you. Proverbs 20:19 says, whoever goes about slandering also reveals secrets. My grandmother used to say, don't pet and feed the dog that brings you the bone, because they will likely take too. Don't ever think that someone is bringing you gossip and is not taking gossip about you somewhere else. In the Garden of Eden, God instructed Adam regarding the tree because he put him in charge and because he would be ultimately the one that God would hold accountable. I'm just going to say Eve must have been one beautiful woman, because just imagine, Adam and God were tight. They strolled in the Eden breeze together. They talked and conversed on a regular basis. But Adam chose to disobey God just to please Eve. I want to say this to my married listeners. Marriage is sacred and should be honored. But every husband and every wife should be more beholden to God's righteousness than to anyone or anything. Don't go along with your spouse just simply because they're your spouse and then you want to profess that as love. The sanctity of marriage is godly. The sanctity of marriage is a blessing. But don't let Satan trick you into making your spouse your God. See, God is love. Love is truth. And love upholds righteousness regardless of the circumstances. When we turn from the righteousness and the word of God for anyone or anything, that one, that thing becomes our God, which is in violation of commandment number one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I know we're living in a time where many don't care about what's right and what's wrong as long as you stand up for them. I don't understand the mindset, because I personally don't want anyone to see me going down the wrong path and don't correct me. When anyone is comfortable suppressing righteousness, basking in discord and division, that is not evidence of their love for you or even their love of God. And know this, when your spouse truly loves God, and the righteousness of God, they can absolutely, positively love you better. In Matthew 6:33, the Word of God says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Jealousy and pride are also huge deterrents when it comes to unity within families. Be happy when someone in your family is doing well. That means God has tapped into your bloodline. When he taps into the family, God is big on blessing not just one member. He blesses bloodlines. Don't let the devil make you miss your blessing because you are jealous or too prideful to congratulate another one in your family, or because your pride requires and needs all eyes and accolades on you. I've witnessed Christian families responding to each other no differently than the roles in the world. We have bought into the concept of cancel culture in our families, refusing to speak to one another, distancing ourselves because we walk in offense. They offended me, or because they don't agree with me, or I don't like the way they said that. What are you willing to do about what you've done, what you've said, and how you have acted and reacted that God does not agree with? I told you all a story a few weeks ago that I want to share with you again. And then I'm going to pray for families. A man died and was dead, medically dead, for 6 minutes. And when he came back to life, he said that he saw God. And of course, his first thing was that he begged for God to send him back to earth, to give him another chance at life. And he said, but God told him, "I'm going to grant you another chance at life, but I'm going to give you a sneak peek into hell." And he said, when God let him see into hell, he could see some people in hell that he knew or he thought was so good. We're talking about ministers, evangelists, philanthropists, those that fed the hungry, those that went in above and beyond for everybody all the time. He said, God, what are they doing in hell? Those are good people. And God said, because they would not forgive their fellow man, I could not forgive them. So all of their sins, they're in hell for, because although they asked me to forgive their sins, because they would not forgive others, I could not forgive their sins. In Matthew 6, verses 14 through 16, it says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Don't be deceived. Don't bask in the self-centered arrogance of thinking that you can walk around holding grudges and God is pleased and that there will be no repercussions for blatantly disobeying him. And some of your repercussions will not come just at the time of death. See, God will not renege on his word, for neither you nor I. I have 4 simple instructions for you this morning. Stop being the recipient of gossip. Humble your hearts. Forgive. And embrace unity with love. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we come humbly before your throne this morning, O God, asking for strength, guidance, and direction. For your word tells us that Satan told us his plan. He told us that he was going to go to and fro to see who he can devour and deceive. Lord, we see that he has made families his target. But you, O God, have equipped us to be the victor in our battles against Satan. You have instructed us to put on your armor. Lord, give us the strength that we need to remain steadfast as we put on the belt of truth. As we armor ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness. As we walk in the shoes of peace and shield our faith. As we put on our helmet of salvation and utilize the sword of your spirit. Lord, we ask that you shut down our flesh, which basks in and feeds off of offenses. Let us keep your word in the forefront of our minds that tells us to be slow to anger and to walk in your glory, overlooking offenses. Lord, our human nature allows pride, jealousy, greed, and lust to turn from your word, to turn from your truth when we face turmoil and disagreements. You have instructed us, O God, to love one another as you have loved us, flaws and all. You have instructed us, O God, to forgive one another as you have forgiven us, flaws and all. Your word tells us that love is your greatest gift to us. Let us not allow Satan to defame, complicate, or eliminate your gift to us. Lord, we lift up every family represented under the sound of my voice, and we ask that hearts be humbled, that mindsets adjust, and that hearts be repaired, and that pride be diffused, and that jealousy be destroyed. Let us see the blessing in our family members, the blessing in them that is from you. Lord, Satan only wins if we reject you and stray from your plan. Lord, let families make up their minds that they're going to win and that Satan will not claim victory over their families. Let each one and all that they do and every action and reaction seek you first. We give you glory, O God. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Amen.
There are times we might not see eye to eye. And there are times when we'll have differences.
Those times when you need